Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Retro Gamers Podcast, episode number 219. Larry here.
And Anthony here.
As you can tell, our GameStop stock may not have necessarily gone the way we wanted to, as we're still in our respective studios.
There is still time. There is definitely still time. So. There is always hope. It is not over yet.
The hope is gone.
Or so I keep seeing online on Reddit.
Wasn't there a song like that in Christmas Carol? Muppet's Christmas Carol? With hope? What? Something with hope.
I have no idea.
Oh, well. All right.
It's February. It's not Christmas.
It is. Well, we just had a snowstorm and we're getting another one out here on Long Island. So, and it's still winter.
Blame the groundhog.
Stupid groundhog. Pox Tony Phil.
Mm-hmm.
But to be fair, it's been Groundhog Day since March.
That's very true. We're almost at a year of Groundhog Day.
Don't even. Please don't even. as always, folks, smash that like button on YouTube and share, whether it's the Instagram page, the YouTube page, or the podcast in general. Definitely please share. Let your friends, let your family know that we're here. And we got some good stuff to talk about today.
Yes, we do. There's a lot of... a lot of fun stuff to cover today.
Yeah, we're going to get, we're just going to hop right into it. Something came up that I saw on Instagram that ended up actually being an article. And it's, we're going to go through this here. So me and Ant, obviously we have this contest that kind of laxed on in 2020, but we're going to pick it up in 2021. At least I definitely will once the Polymega finally makes its way here.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the completion, trying to complete games that we have here. Mm-hmm. This is basically a list of the top, quote-unquote, top hardest NES games. And, yeah, this is a hell of a list. Where is the, what site is this from again?
You can find it on denofgeek.com. Mm-hmm. Listed as the hardest NES games. Now, Larry, before we get into the list, though, like... you know, as somebody who didn't complete a lot of games when you were younger, when you looked at the list, did you find any on there that you played when you were a kid that you couldn't beat? And did you find any on there that are not on there that you had trouble completing?
Well, first of all, definitely I've probably played and owned half of these games on this list. Mm-hmm. There's 15 on the website. We got two kind of bonus ones. But yeah, I've owned probably half of them. Didn't complete any of them.
Of course.
Even today in trying to. Not today, literally, just nowadays. But as far as any on the list, I mean, there's a ton. I just can't think of any off the top of my head. I mean, besides all, really, any of the Mega Mans, any of the Castlevanias, any of the Sonics. You know, these, again... games I've never completed that I'd like to nowadays. And since I have a double challenge between us and our friends at Game On, also kind of laid out a challenge.
Ooh, what did they throw at you?
Well, same thing. Like they posted up, they went one better. They actually pulled the carts that they have of the games, lined them up and was like, hey, you know, who can beat any of these games? And, you know, I stepped up to a challenge with them as well. So now I feel, since I'm doing terrible to begin with, why not just double down and really, you know, try my luck in 2021? What's the worst that could happen?
Oh, no, you don't say that. Look, after 2020, we never say that.
I'm tempting fate.
No. Yeah. Well, you know, it was nice knowing you.
Never all right. Worked before.
I'll be looking for a new co-host starting next week.
Rich, get ready. So let's go through this list. But yeah, there's a multitude of games that could be on this list. But like I said, this is going to be epic. And yes, these are some daunting games. So
they really are.
Let's get right into it.
Yeah, let's jump into it and let's take turns.
Yeah, sure. Why not? You want to go first? Because I think the first one, I think you might have completed, I think.
Oh, yeah. The first one I have completed, actually. So we're gonna go in order from number, you know, back, you know, countdown order from number 15 to number one based on Den of Geek. We're not 100% sure if these are listed as how they categorize them as the absolute hardest, but since they numbered them, we're going to assume that that is the case. you know, as opposed to here are just 15 games.
Definitely the first one, I have to agree, but we'll get there.
So the first one on the list at number 15, and again, this is NES only, is Punch-Out or Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Yes.
Because that's the one I played. It was always Mike Tyson.
That's the one that we had. And I mean, I'm pretty sure the difficulty is the same either way. I don't think they tweaked anything between Mike Tyson and Mr. Dream.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I think the furthest I've ever gotten in Punch-Out back in the day would probably be, did I get to Piston Honda a second time? Maybe, because you fight
the
him
second
twice.
Piston Honda. Yes, you do. Yeah. And the second one's really hard.
Yeah, I think that's about as far as I've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
And I've tried the code, obviously, and just I don't last a second with Tyson. But what are your memories of getting kind of powering through this game?
So I remember there were always two boxers that I had trouble getting through.
Mm-hmm.
One was the one before Tyson, which was what, Super Macho Man, I believe.
Probably.
Or yeah.
I don't remember exactly.
I think that's what his name was. So he was the one right before Tyson. Always had trouble with him, and I always had trouble with Soda Popinski.
Yes.
He was just a pain. Like, there was no because you know how a lot of the boxers had some type of weakness on them?
Or a tell.
Or something like that. He really didn't have one. Or like he didn't have anything that was like really that would like do him in right away, basically. Or you know, just do a lot of damage. So I always had trouble with him. And then, like I said, Super Macho Man. And of course, Mike Tyson. He was always hard. but I can say that I have beaten Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Yes.
Awesome. All right. I'll definitely give it a shot. Don't get me wrong. I'm not afraid of it. The game I'm going to try first on this list is further down. We'll get to it. And you probably already know which one's going to be.
Yep.
But we'll get to that when we get to it. But yeah, Punch-Out, I'll try. And you know what? The Bald Bull Tell came out, what, 20 years later?
Yeah.
That there's actually someone in the audience with flash photography, and that's when you fire off a shot. So,
yeah, exactly. You never know. Well, no, I mean, you got to credit Nintendo for being clever like that, where they were putting tells in the game, and you just had to see them. To be honest with you, Bald Bull was the one that I would struggle when he did the charge sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I never noticed that flash photography going on.
No one did.
So,
all right. Up next, number 14. Mine are not numbered, so I might as well start numbering them. Number 14, the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on the NES, of course.
Yes. Heroes in a Half Show.
Turtle power. Unless you have power.
Unless you have power.
I got a pit bull now. Back to the Future 2, people. Amazing. So this first, I hated this game. The first Turtles.
Really?
Game. I did. I mean, my love is the second one, the arcade game on
NES.
Everybody's
love is the second one.
But, you know, just the... And I never owned this. I definitely rented it. This was a renter. But, of course, I mean, it goes without saying, the underwater scene. The underwater level. Oh, there it is. Sweet.
There it is.
I mean, I own it now. I never owned it
back then. I wonder how many of these on the list that I actually own.
Oh, let's find out. Yeah.
Yeah. Do I have Punch-Out?
You got to Punch-Out.
Oh, no. I have to have Punch-Out somewhere. Where is it? Oh, there it is. It's too far away to grab.
We believe you.
It's there.
So, of course, you're on the water level with the seaweed or whatever it is, which I didn't even realize. So I've never really watched a walkthrough of the game. I never watched a speed run of the game. So I never really seen the game from start to finish played. I didn't realize there's a point in that level where you turn off the electricity on the seaweed.
Oh, I didn't notice that either.
Which I think happens.
I don't believe so.
Am I thinking of something else?
You must be. Uh-oh. I don't ever remember turning off the seaweed.
Unfun gamer, let me know.
Yeah, I mean, I could be wrong because I never officially found it, but...
Yeah, I could have sworn you can turn it off and then you can swim around
just
easier.
Just fly through the game.
I did it the
old-fashioned way every time.
I like the idea of the game basically giving you four lives each turtle. But, between that and just the ramped up difficulty of the levels and the amount of the enemies just coming at you, you know, that game threw a lot at you for young children, and it might have been unfair.
just a tad. But the whole appeal of playing the game, even though it was really difficult, was the fact that you got to play as the teenage
Mutant Girls,
you know?
Always wondering why on the cover they all have red bandanas, not knowing back then.
Yeah, who knows? Did you have a favorite turtle to play in the game?
Oh, Michelangelo. Always Michelangelo.
Interesting. Okay.
Yep. I like
Donatello. His weapon had
the bow was really good. I enjoyed nunchucks, and you know, Michelangelo was a radical dude.
Yeah, now see. I was always a Leonardo fan. He was my favorite. But in terms of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I have conflicting memories. Okay. There's a part of me that thinks I beat it, and there's a part of me that thinks I got to the end, like the last level, and that's when I died.
So, with the Technodrome?
Yes. I've definitely made it to the Technodrome. I just can't remember if I beat it.
Okay.
So, maybe?
See, and the maybes, as far as our contests are concerned, are a little tough. So,
well, I wouldn't play this for our contest.
Okay. Fair enough.
Just because there's a chance I beat it.
That's fine. That's
fine. But I'm, you know, at my age, my memory sucks. So.
Join the club.
Right?
What? Who are you?
I don't know.
You're right.
What are we doing? What are we talking about? Where's my bedpan?
Oh, wow. Up next, number 13.
Number 13. Yeah, I can definitely believe this game is one of the toughest of all time because it has, like, what, 100 levels in the damn game?
Something like that.
And we're talking about Gauntlet for the NES.
Is there even an ending to Gauntlet?
Yeah, I believe if there is an ending, you just have to get through level 100. Now, I can tell you for certain, I've never beaten this game.
Oh, yeah, no, I've never even come close to it. The game, the arcade game, was solely designed to eat quarters.
Yes.
That's why it's so insanely difficult. So to port that to the NES, which if I remember was one of the Tengen games that had the different carts on it because they weren't necessarily officially licensed.
Yep. And just I have both.
Might as well just start grabbing them. Oh, you got both copies. There you go.
I have both copies.
Oh, actually, it's kind of funny that they both have the same label. I thought they would have changed the label.
No. They have the same label, but I love the different designs.
I always thought it was weird, the Tengen ones.
Yeah, the tension ones are interesting. Also, when you look at the caution label on the back, they're a lot bigger.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's scary. I really tell you not to blow into it.
I also have Gauntlet 2, which I did not beat.
We're only talking about Gauntlet.
I know.
But it's a fun game. Don't get me wrong. Gauntlet's actually fun to play.
Absolutely love it.
Did you really get a chance to get like the multiplayer going with Gauntlet?
Oh, yeah, with friends. I used to play with friends all the time. All
right, cool.
Yeah, you know, that was before I knew you.
Of course. It was way before you knew me.
Oh, yeah.
All right, yeah, Gauntlet, I might just, actually, I bought a Gauntlet game for the PS2, showed a couple weeks ago.
Gauntlet Legends?
No, Seven Sages or something, Seven something.
Okay, yeah, Gauntlet Legends I had, I want to say I had it for the Dreamcast at one point. Just really fun, kind of plays like, X-Men Legends or Marvel Ultimate Alliance, like that kind of.
Okay, those are good games.
Yeah, so just really fun stuff. It's that like that three-quarter view.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of fun stuff with Gauntlet. But, the NES one, like, I would love to see somebody just run their way through that because it's 100 levels. You know, you don't, there's no, like, if I remember correctly, there's no save state.
Oh, probably not.
Yeah, where you can put, like, a password in and go back. I don't think there's any of that.
Probably not.
No.
In fact, you had to mail 25 cents to Nintendo every time.
Basically, if you wanted to continue playing it, you had to send a quarter in.
Number 12 on the list is part of a series that is really disgustingly difficult. Part of the Ninja Gaiden series, specifically Ninja Gaiden or Ninja Gaiden, depending on what part of the country you're in. 3.
I go with Ninja Gaiden because that's how they pronounced it in The Wizard.
The Wizard. Yes, he did pronounce it that way, and that's why I thought it was weird. Exactly. Ninja Gaiden 3, I never owned the Ninja Gaidens originally. My first foray into Ninja Gaiden was that when they released the trilogy on the Super Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
On one pack, and this was like right after Super Mario All-Stars.
Yep.
So I'm like, okay, I'll get some updated graphics and everything. Nope, just straight ports of the NES games onto the Super Nintendo. But yeah, that was my only really gameplay of it. But I was too focused on the first two games. I think not necessarily out of just wanting to complete it in order. I just enjoyed. I loved the first game. And Ninja Gaiden 2 is a fun gameplay, but I just never got into 3. But Ninja Gaiden 3, as much as I think it fixed some issues of the first Ninja Gaiden, It, of course, brought in some all new, I think it was like some element levels or something like that in the third one. I do not remember at all getting far in Ninja Gaiden 3.
I don't think I've ever played Ninja Gaiden 3. I still own the first one, and I used to have the second one at one point in time, but I never really got far in any of those games. Hmm. Those are the ones where I would like play for a little bit and I'm like, okay, I'm done. It's
yeah. Too hard. It, you're right. It is kind of like, all right, I've gotten this far. I don't want to get frustrated. Let me just move on.
Which I do very often.
Oh, my God. The amount of times I've rage quitted nowadays.
Yeah, well, see, nowadays it's a lot easier. We have short attention spans and we can just like walk away 30 seconds. It's like, ah, forget it.
Really is. So easy.
Yes. All right, moving on to number 11.
Yes.
And this game I did own, and I can definitely say I did not get that far with it either. And we are talking about Akari Warriors.
Yes.
So it was kind of like a top-down version of Contra.
It basically, yeah. You know, it falls along the lines of like Commando and...
yes.
What was that other one?
Which I also had.
Do I Commando have was good, yeah.
I'm just double-checking to see. Okay, so far I'm 5 for 5, right? No, I don't have Ninja Gaiden 3. I'm 4 for 5.
All right. So you do
have Akari. Like, I have all of these in my collection, and I have not beaten them.
Akari Warriors, great arcade game. Especially if you go watch, I'll give a shout out as always. Great guy, Patman QC on YouTube did an amazing kind of history of Akari Warriors. Mm-hmm. Really, all three arcade games. But the NES, this was another renter. I never owned it. Actually, you know what? Looking at the list now, there was a couple of these that were big time rentables.
Akari was definitely a rental for me for a while, but then I had it.
I never owned it, but the Akari Warriors, it was just, yeah, you're right, that top-down view, which was kind of hot for a little while, just really kind of made it fun to play, but it just, it's the onslaught of the characters, plus, if I remember correctly, it's technically kind of sort of one giant level the entire game. Like, there's breaks, but it's essentially one giant mission.
You might be right. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't think I've gotten far enough to even make that assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Nor have I looked into it to decide that I care enough to find out.
Well, again, I watched the YouTube video, so that's why I was fresh in my memory.
Yeah, of course. I did not. I'm basing all of these games off of my own memory because I've played them all.
Oh, no, of course. I've played, like I said, I played a few of them, and coming up are a couple that I really never deep dived into. The first one... And this is a game, I've never even come close to beating, let alone playing. I don't think I've ever technically played the first Final Fantasy.
Our first
Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I don't have it.
Really? I would have thought you had that one.
No, interestingly enough, I don't. But I let me rephrase that. I have it on the Famicom. I bought the Famicom version. Okay. Or, so I have Final Fantasy on the Famicom. I do not have it on the NES, but I'm sure I have it in some collection somewhere, like a PlayStation or something. I don't know.
PlayStation. Somewhere. Yeah.
But this was also a game now. I became a Final Fantasy fan with 7.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't play in. Yeah, a lot of people did. There's a joke going around in the Final Fantasy world. So it's basically you are either the person who loves Final Fantasy 7 and never played any of the other ones, or you've played them all. I am a Final Fantasy 7 guy. Now, granted, I played through 90% of 8.
Okay.
and quit because I just got bored. Except for those two, I really haven't had my hand at any other Final Fantasies. I started the original one at one point, but I think I maybe played like an hour's worth of it and kind of walked away. Mm-hmm. So definitely one I should, like, I would love to, you know me with RPGs now. I would love to go back to the whole series and just go through them all. It would take a long time, obviously, and considering our contest, I don't want to pick games that are going to take a long time. I want to do
actually. I think you're far enough that you might be able to do this.
Well, you're just one Capcom beat 'em up bundle away from like tying me.
No, hold on. I've beaten half of those games already just before the contest started.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah, well, me and Mario one time.
Beat the rest and catch up.
Just kind of ran through a bunch of them one day.
Yeah. So and now I'm way ahead because of it. So thank you.
No problem.
But anyway, Final Fantasy, I mean, definitely, it's definitely one I want to go back to and play at some point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And even like play the whole series. But not right now.
Yeah. I think everyone's aware. I'm not really a big RPG guy. Excuse me.
Yeah. You're a Shining Force guy.
A Shining Force is the major exception. Yeah. But so, otherwise, that really didn't. But that, see, like Final Fantasy Tactics, I played for a little while, which was like Shining Force. But yeah, no, never really dived into Final Fantasy. I do have the versions on the Game Boy, though. But this one, maybe at some point I'll try it. Like, I'll start it. I highly doubt I'll ever finish it. But I'll start it just to be like, hey, I've played it.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Yeah. Now, this next game is pretty interesting because it's got, like, kind of like a genre mash-em-up.
It does. And I'm going to leave this one to you.
Oh, well, I never played it, but...
Neither have I.
So, number nine... The Adventures of Bayou Billy.
Yeah, this is one that I am definitely not familiar with at all. I remember it being a side-scrolling game because at some point I did rent it from the video game store. And I also remember like playing it and saying, I don't know what this is. I don't know how to feel about this, so I'm out.
I'm confused.
Yeah, basically it was like part side-scroller, part...
It was a part everything.
Yeah, it was like literally they tried to do everything with this game.
It did. Yeah. It was a side scroller. It was a kind of a vertical shoot 'em up, not really, but you're in a Jeep. But it was kind of like one of those. And there's a light gun section as well.
Yes. So
that's what you played with everything. That's what made the game interesting.
Yeah, the only thing you didn't play with on this was Rob.
Basically. Yeah, no, you're right. I was just checking to make sure Rob. There wasn't like a hidden Rob. But I think that's what made the game so difficult. Actually, no, it's funny. We're starting to go into completion, but this is really about a difficulty list. I think just kind of bouncing back and forth between the different genres of gameplay, of physical gameplay, might throw you off.
True.
Especially if you don't know what's like. I don't remember if it like immediately tells you, "Hey, go get your light gun ready" or something like that.
Yeah, just really, really weird.
But yeah, I never. You know what? I'm not gonna lie. I might have rented this like once. But it's definitely an interesting one to go to and try. Only because I feel like we didn't really get into it just very quickly. I want to back up to Final Fantasy. Difficulty wise, what would you say Final Fantasy I is like?
It's definitely difficult. I mean, there's no question about it. Like, cause yeah, you also got to remember playing Final Fantasy for the first time. You're trying to get used to like what kind of game it is. Cause again, you know, RPGs were young back then. Now we're kind of used to it. But yeah, I mean, just like, even when I first started it, like trying to get through like the early battles were like a little, like were harder than they should have been. And again, it was also for a game that, you know, it was for a genre that was young. And it was also for Nintendo. And we all know that Nintendo games were made difficult for a reason, because they wanted you to get your money's worth because you were paying 50, 60 bucks a game, 50 bucks a game.
Yep.
And, you know, and on top of that, they just wanted to frustrate you.
All right. Fair enough.
That's what Nintendo does.
Well, I'd blame Enix on this one.
Well, yeah. Square Enix, you know.
No. They had, was it Sunsoft at the time? Who owned Final Fantasy originally? Sunsoft. It has been Sunsoft.
Yeah, it had to be Sunsoft.
Square. No, not Sunsoft.
Square.
Square.
Wasn't it Square before it became Square Enix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or am I thinking Squaresoft? I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
Right, moving on.
Number eight.
Yeah, number eight. And what's interesting about this game is that you can beat it really quickly if you can get through it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And that game is Paperboy.
Yes.
So, granted, like I said, it's not the hardest game to get through. It's just that, can you get through it while still having basically... one subscriber.
That's basically
it. Paper route.
Yeah, I think that's why it's on this list.
It is, because you know, the game is all of like maybe 15 or 20 minutes long. I have beaten Paperboy. Needless to say, I have not beaten Paperboy with that many subscribers. Like maybe I could probably say maybe I was left with like two or three at the end.
Okay.
You know, because once you got to the tornado, I just couldn't handle it.
I definitely had trouble, you know, going, not even just the losing subscriptions, because yeah, I barely ever gained subscribers, but just to navigate through that game, since you can't stop the bike, you're constantly moving. That's where my frustration level comes in. I've definitely never beaten it, but as far as difficulty, I will definitely recognize that this is a difficult game. As far as that's concerned, because between the breakdancers, the dogs, the cars, just at the sewers, just everything.
The lawnmowers.
Everything being thrown at you. Literally coming after you, coming to life.
Yeah. And I remember there's one item that follows you. Like, literally, like...
Was it a dog or something?
No, I don't remember what it was. It would come out of the driveway, and then it would turn and come for you. And I was like, I never remember what that is.
I don't remember. The RC car, maybe? No.
Maybe. I don't know. But bottom line is, game was hard.
Yeah.
I always felt accomplished when I made it to the bonus round, basically, at the end.
Oh, yeah.
That was always great.
The obstacle course.
Yes.
Even that was sometimes difficult. Hitting those ramps sometimes would just...
Yeah. But you didn't have to get through the obstacle course.
No, but still...
You know, but it was nice.
Now, you want to talk about difficult. You want to talk about a game that will test...
Wait, really quickly.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
So far, out of the ones we've listed, I have completed three, to my knowledge.
Again, I've
well, one's a maybe, but, you know, we'll call it three.
Fair enough. Up next, number 7, Ghosts and Goblins.
You know, I was actually really surprised that this showed up so low on their list, if this is in order. I would just assume like Ghosts and Goblins would be like one or two.
Yeah, no, Ghosts and Goblins, first of all, to even get the complete ending, yeah, you got to go through it twice. Mm. But to even, I mean, to this day, like to pick up and play a game, depending on the game, yeah, you kind of get through it, but you may not complete it in one sitting. But Ghosts and Goblins, I don't even think I can barely get to like the third level, like on just a casual run through.
I believe the furthest I've gotten on it is second level.
Trust me, and I believe pretty that, sure. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, this is the perfect example of a game to rage quit on.
Oh, totally. Forget about it. The fact that you need a special weapon to really complete the game. You know what I mean? And on top of that, some of the stuff like the fireball is the garbage is the worst.
Yep.
Weapon you can get. When you die, you keep the weapon. Mm-hmm. So, and sometimes when like a weapon change happens it's sitting in the weirdest, like on top of a ladder you have to climb.
Yep.
You don't want to get the fireball, but you have no choice but to get the fireball. And it's not like it disappears after a while. Like you run off the screen, you run back, it's still there.
Yep. It will not leave you.
Not only that, probably one of the most annoying, difficult, not even an end boss, just a enemy in the game are those red gargoyles.
Yes, the red gargoyles are just impossible.
It's just not fair.
Yeah. Shame on you, creators of Ghosts and Goblins. Shame on you.
Damn it, Capcom, and I cannot wait for the new one to come out.
Right. You can't wait for the new one to cut out because you're a glutton for punishment.
I already got it pre-ordered.
There you go. See, I'm not going near it.
So, to come close to even getting far in this game, I mean, even on my best run, mm-hmm. I can't say I've gotten past the third level. So I've seen them, but I never did.
Yep. Fair enough.
All right. Number 6.
So number 6 is a game, I'll be honest with you, I don't know.
So. I've played it. It's called The Immortal.
Okay. So this is all you. I've never played this one.
Actually just dropped recently on the NES Classic games on Switch.
Oh, yeah, which also reminds me, I got to renew my annual subscription because I was playing my Switch yesterday for the first time in a long time, and I realized that I don't have it.
Oh, yeah, mine runs out this September, and it'll be the first time I pay for it in like 3 years.
Nice.
So, The Immortal, it's a role-playing game, adventure game, kind of, sort of. Well, maybe not an RPG as much, but it's weird. It's got like this like three-quarter view, like per dungeon. Mm-hmm. I first actually played it recently in the last few years, on the Genesis Classic. On that.
Interesting.
And it's hard to explain. It's just kind of like a dungeon crawler, I guess.
Okay.
Like an early dungeon crawler.
Yeah, so kind of like a Shadowgate.
No, not as much like Shadowgate. All right, I apologize. You're right. I used the wrong term. But... you just basically, you're in this dungeon and you just kind of go from room to room, but it's like, instead of the rooms being like squared off, they're on an angle for some reason. Mm-hmm. So you're always constantly moving like a three-quarter view.
Okay.
I never dived into it much, but the fact that, which usually when I play it, I die like in the first few seconds of the game because that's
one
how quickly, yeah, you can run out of time, not time, but, you can run into enemies.
Okay.
But I do want it, like, it's, again, one of those games that I'm like, I play it, I'm like, I can see the fun factor. I can also see how I'm going to rip my hair out. But I do kind of want to sit down and play this. And I think at some point I will. That may be the second game I try and play on this list.
Okay. We haven't gotten to the other one yet, right?
The first one? No, it's coming up soon.
Okay. All right. So number five. And again, this one, not surprising that it made the list. A little surprising that it's at number five. Because again, this would also be one I would consider somewhere up at one and two. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about the very popular Nearly Impossible game, Battletoads.
Oh, yeah. Forget about the fact it's got a terrible pause menu.
Oh, my God.
just
hurts.
We all owned it. Well, most of us owned it. We all love it. But yeah, like Ant said,
it just hurts.
It goes from like 0 to 60, literally. Because
mm-hmm.
the game speeds up.
Yeah, they don't even give you a chance.
Is it safe to say maybe we both keep getting to the same part in the game, that second light speed, section?
Yep.
You know.
Murder. Murder.
Meanwhile, there's a warp somewhere in one of those.
Yeah, I have a better chance of finding Jimmy Hoffa than I do of beating Battletoads.
And again, Battletoads, like a good sit down and you start through it, you can get far into it. But once you get to that second light speed and it's just going so... Do you remember the first time you got to that and how blazing fast it was?
Yeah, I think I lasted probably 5 seconds.
It ridiculous, even now to try and navigate through it.
Well, forget about that. It's like my reflexes are nothing like they were when I was a kid. So like, I can't even imagine trying it now.
That's what I was going to say. You're right. I had better reflexes. The muscle memory from playing it over and over and over again ended up working, even though I never really got past it.
Right.
But you're right. Now, the delay from my head to my hands.
Yeah, no, exactly.
To the controller.
It's like, I don't hate myself enough to try this game again. Well, actually, you know what? That might not be true. But the bottom line is... I think this is one game I can chalk up to never beating.
No, and I probably never will.
No. And you know what, though? I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no, that's okay. It's a good one, but yeah.
I can totally live with that.
Battletoads, the original is available on the Rare Replay collection on the Xbox.
So. Which I have.
Yes, also the Battletoads arcade game is on there, which is also an awesome
game. I also have, since I have the collection.
And just quick to note, Battletoads Double Dragon, I think, is a very underrated game.
That was a fun game.
Yeah. All right. So we're coming up to the now number four. And this is the game that I have accepted the challenge through Game On to try and beat, because it is my favorite of the series on the original NES. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about Castlevania 3.
Maybe I should beat it before you then.
Well, it doesn't matter if you beat it before me. Just the fact that I beat it.
Okay. Gotcha.
I mean, I know that will still give you a one. It'll negate it, but still. And then I don't know what the prize is.
Because I've beaten one and two. I haven't beaten three.
I refuse to play two anymore.
Two is awesome.
So Castlevania 3. Again, my favorite Castlevania of the end. Probably my favorite Castlevania, period.
Okay.
Over
Symphony of the
Night? It depends on how I feel that day.
Okay.
That's
like me with Zelda.
Yeah, exactly, right? You know, Castlevania 3 returns to the side-scrolling adventure, you know, after we had to go through that debacle of Castlevania 2.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what's cool about Castlevania 3 is you can switch out characters. You have, like, a partner in the game that you can switch out. I always thought it was very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, again, the Medusa heads, okay? What would I call, like, a Castlevania mainstay of you get hit and you fly backwards, which always ends up falling down into a pit.
Yeah.
Like almost every time.
Yep. And you die.
Exactly.
And then
there's to us just the boss level. I've never, definitely never gotten to Dracula. I've gotten...
Me neither.
I've gotten to Alucard. I've gotten Alucard.
I've so gotten Alucard too.
And that's far into the game. Don't get me wrong. But I just never was able to get further into it. But... I am picking up the mantle on this one, and I will try, I'm not promising anything, beat this in 2021.
Don't hold your breath.
So,
But yeah, and you know, it's a game I would love to go back to and try and beat as well.
Yep.
Mostly because, you know, I'm also like a big fan of the Castlevania games, you know, love one. I'm in the minority, but I love two.
Mm-hmm.
Symphony of the Night is amazing. The 64 games can go to hell. but I even have some of the PS2 ones.
Like yeah, I got a couple of those. Yeah.
Is it Aria of Sorrow? Or, you know, there were some handheld ones, I know.
The handheld ones are good.
Yeah. So there are, yeah, there are a whole bunch. Like Curse of Darkness, I think is the name of one of those.
Lament of something.
Lament of Innocence.
Innocence, yes.
Yeah. So plenty of Castlevania games to play. But there, to me, there's nothing like the first three on the NES and Symphony of the Night. Like those are the four.
Stupid Medusa heads.
Yep. All right, let's move on.
Number three.
Number three. Also one for you to talk about since this is one of your favorite series.
Mega Man. The first Mega Man. The only one you can actually get points in.
Yes. Mega Man. Yeah, back when they thought they had to give a point system for every game because they knew you weren't going to beat it. So they're like, let's make you feel better about yourself by at least giving you some points.
And there's less bosses in it. So you would think it's easier to get through. Exactly. Six instead of eight. But as soon as I think of Mega Man, immediately that pops into my mind and still to this day gives me terrible agita and trouble getting through it is the scene in, this is the only part I don't remember. It's got to be Guts Man's level? Mm-hmm. That sounds weird to say. Guts Man's level. That's weird to say. Or I don't think it's Bomb Man's. I think it's Guts Man. The part when you have the platforms that are moving, but then the platforms drop out every now and again. Mm-hmm. I to this day, I feel like I still cannot truly get through that.
That didn't bother me as much as Iceman's moving blocks.
Yes.
The disappearing blocks.
Yep.
I remember pausing the game and going to school because I could not get through that. And then I would come home from school and try to get through that. And then I would get through the first one. And of course, there's the second one. And the second one's harder.
And now they're in every Mega Man game. So, oh, God. this was...
They make me question my existence.
It really... I mean, Cupman, when you're the vertical part going up... Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's so much in that game. It's just like... They really, really like wanted to make sure you hated yourself.
And the hardest part of that entire game is trying to stare at the cover art with a straight face.
Okay, yeah, okay, yeah. By far, I feel safe saying the ugliest cover art I've ever seen on a video game.
So. Mega Man on the list. Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. I'm up for the challenge, but that's going to be a tough one.
I'll pass. Actually, I won't pass. I did beat it at one point.
Okay.
So, because I remember at one point I took up the challenge to go through them all, and I think I beat 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Oh.
And then I stopped. I may have stopped at 5.
Okay.
So I either stopped at 5 or 6. I don't remember. But I definitely beat the first 4. So.
Okay.
There's that. All right. Number 2, which is a game. I have a
fond memory of this one.
I have a fond memory of it as well because I do own it.
Oh, okay.
Do I still have it? Let's see. It is sitting... too far away for me to grab. So this one, which to me was always a fun game too, and considering it was a licensed game.
Mm-hmm.
But again, super hard, and we're talking about Fester's Quest from the Addams Family.
Addams Family. This was because of long lines, because of lack of patience, I think. I'm going to blame my mother on this one. Lack of patience on my mother's side. And again, not really having a good, even back then, my attention span was very low.
Mm-hmm.
This was like only one of three games I played at the 1990 Nintendo Power Fest at the Jacob Javits Center, which we most likely ran into each other before knowing each other.
Yeah. I probably knocked you over at some point.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I just remember playing Fester's Quest. And then I remember someone like counting down because then what they did was you only got to play for like 5 minutes. If you remember this? And then just all the games reset.
Yeah.
But, this was really the only time I played. I may have rented it one other time. And then it was from watching an early, early episode of The Angry Video Game Nerd where he actually went through, like, the gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, this does look like it's frustrating.
It is frustrating. The controls in it were terrible.
The weapons as well. It looked like the weapons just never hit the target.
Yeah, so it's just one of those. So, like, I don't know, like, how to categorize this then because it's like... Is it super difficult because they wanted to make it super difficult, or is it just super difficult because the design of the game was like terrible?
You know what? I think those two factors have equal play into it because look, the game's there. So it is what it is.
Very true.
You know, like nowadays, it probably would have been a patch to update it or probably. Something. And yeah, obviously that wasn't happening back then.
No.
And then the one of the problems with some of these games sometimes is also the respawns.
Yes.
Like, I don't think it was an issue in Ninja Gaiden 3, but the first Ninja Gaiden was ridiculous with respawning enemies right off the screen. You can stand there the whole game. And Fester's Quest had that exact same problem with the number of respawning enemies in a level.
Yeah, it was just...
Ew. No, but thanks. Good luck. Good luck.
No, thank you. All right, Larry, let's take it home with number one.
Number one. And this is a game... I got to say, I don't think I've ever played this game.
Oh, I have. I used to rent it.
Silver Surfer.
Yes.
I mean, that name alone, great comic book, I'm sure. I never really read the series.
Great comic book, great character. Great story.
Terrible video game.
Ugh.
It's a side-scrolling shoot 'em up, essentially.
Which is your style.
It is, but if there is a graphic on the screen that's not just a black background, it will kill you.
Yes.
And one kill, and that's it.
Yeah, I can safely say that, like, I rented this from the video store a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I probably say if I lasted maybe 60 seconds, like, that would be it.
Forget about
it. I just couldn't put the brain power, even as a kid, I couldn't put the brain power towards memorizing how I should move in that game.
Just the fact that everything killed you. Everything killed you.
Every little thing killed you.
The
instantly.
Littlest pixel that you touch, gone.
Yeah, and you sit there questioning it because you're like, wait, what did I hit? I can barely see. I can barely see what I hit.
It's like being in an actual car accident. Where did it come from?
Yeah, it's like where did it come from? I didn't even see it. It came out, or it's like, you know, it's like getting hit by a mouse or something. I felt something, and now I'm dead. Oh, okay, fine. There was just no reason for that game to be as relentless as it was. Just absolutely excruciating.
So if this list is in order, they definitely got the correct number one.
I wouldn't argue that. No.
Yeah.
I would not argue that.
And
it's
just
awful. And for anybody watching, and if you think that we're we're playing
watch
it
a playthrough.
Up, yeah. I was just going to say, if you think we're playing it up, go to YouTube and watch a playthrough of Silver Surfer and just watch how easily it is to die in that game.
Just two quick, mentions. That's the list. And I just want to say real quick though,
honorable mentions.
Yes. Thank you. Kid Icarus.
Kid Icarus is hard. Yes.
And Legendary Wings.
Also hard.
Yes.
Two games I've never beat. Kid Icarus I love, and I've never beaten it.
Kid Icarus, I never even played until it came out on the NES virtual console.
Yeah. Oh, it's so fun. So much fun.
So, but the official 15, that's a heck of a list. As always, we want to hear from you. Let us know, have you beaten any of these games?
Yeah.
Do you feel the difficulty on any of these games is just terrible? Than others, as I'm keeping track of everything here as well. And, definitely hit us up on our chats, on social media, and we're going to get ready to wrap this up. Just a couple of quick mentions as far as news.
Yeah, we got some cool news stuff going on. I have a handful.
All right. The one I want to talk about just real quick, not deep dive into it, but I didn't realize this was happening. Apparently they're rebooting the Resident Evil live action movie series.
Oh yeah.
And we're getting, card subject to change, but we're getting a new live action Resident Evil movie this September.
Yep. And I believe in September, we're also getting the Netflix one.
Oh, that's also September?
Okay. Resident Evil Infinite Darkness, I believe, is also coming in September, starring Resident Evil 2's main characters, Claire Redfield and Leon Kennedy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So pretty cool to see a new live-action Resident Evil movie. Yep. Mila Jovovich did amazing in the other ones. That first one was phenomenal.
She did. I'm hoping that they really, lean into how much darker they really are. Like, I love the first ones, but I always felt like they were kind of holding back a little bit on how dark and gritty it should be. Like, really. Like,
yeah, they probably can do that now.
Yeah, like, I want real, like,
I think, creepy I think, horror. I think these are based on 1 and 2, this new live action.
So. Yes. So that'll be really interesting to see.
And then, of course, we're getting next year in 2022 a new Sonic cartoon on Netflix, Sonic Prime.
Yes, we are.
And apparently, because of The Legend of Zelda being leaked as a live-action possible show on Netflix, Nintendo said, you know what? We're pulling the plug on everything.
Yep, they pulled the plug on Zelda. They pulled the plug on, apparently, Star Fox, which was supposed to be on Netflix. And hopefully... I don't understand why Nintendo feels like they have to punish people when things leak.
I don't know.
It's like, if anything, it makes people more excited about it.
I mean, hopefully the Nintendo Super Mario Brothers movie is still coming through. So,
fingers crossed.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. Also, well, Ant, what other news that you have there?
One thing I wanted to bring out, Geekline has released the NES Famicom Anthology book.
Oh.
And people are saying it might be the most exhaustive look at the NES ever.
Okay.
So it covers over 1,400 games.
Jesus.
And it's a 550-page book. Now, 1,400 because I think the NES in the US had, like, I think over 800 games.
I think so.
They're counting the additional Famicom ones. So you're talking about over 1,400 games covered in one book.
Wow.
Now, I have the N64 book that these guys made, and I love it. Yeah, same thing. So absolutely love it. So I'm really looking forward to picking this one up for sure.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
And I believe it's available now, I want to say. Let's see.
Wherever.
I'm clicking on it right now.
All right. Well, while you...
You can order this now. Yes.
Okay. Excellent. So there you go. Check that out.
Yep.
Three games I just want to mention real quick. You know, if you feel... You know, we talked about a lot of these NES games. And, you know, nowadays we see... a lot of new games come out that are kind of like an homage to these old games. I got three in general that we don't have to deep dive into it. I'll just tell you what the game it feels like. And these are probably purchases. And I purchased one of them. It's called Cyber Shadow. And to me, it plays just like Ninja Gaiden.
Okay.
So that's a fun one to play.
I've heard about that game.
There's another one, which I haven't bought yet. I'm kind of waiting for it to go on sale. It's called Shadow Gangs. And it harkens back to Shinobi.
Ooh, Shinobi's a great game.
Yes. And then here's one that you may want to look into. It's called Undermine.
I've heard of this one.
It's been popular. It's kind of, they said, kind of a distilled SNES Zelda game only dungeons.
Oh, perfect.
Undermine. I think Undermine comes out in February, February 11th.
Yeah, so I believe I've heard about that. So it's coming out next week.
So those are three games to check out. Yep.
Cool.
Oh, and then, of course, by the time this drops, or a couple days after this drops, we get Super Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury.
Yep, on Switch. That's coming out.
So
we have an anniversary, a 20th anniversary.
We do.
So a very happy 20th retro birthday, as we call them, right? 20th retro birthday. Why not? To the original Paper Mario.
Yes, a series I really didn't get much into. The original on the N64, did I even own it?
I did not.
Super Paper Mario, which was kind of like an offshoot of the Paper Mario series, was fun. One of the games I beat, a game I highly recommend to get on the Wii. You can download it on digitally as well on the Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I played one of the Sticker Saga, whatever it's called, on the 3DS.
Oh, nice.
Which was also fun. They're fun. You know, it's not necessarily like Super Mario RPG, but it's a fun role-playing game.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the Super Mario RPG sequel.
My friend.
I want Geno.
Geno. So, yes, happy birthday. Happy retro birthday
Paper Mario. Another bit of information. This is actually a follow-up to something we talked about at the beginning of our show last week when Anthony educated everybody on the stock market really, really badly.
So many people lost their money.
Oh, so many people lost their money. I have no comment on that, by the way.
Fair enough. But we warned you. Don't listen to us.
But anyway, who warned me? It was already too late by that point.
No, not you.
Okay. So we warned everybody else. So the whole GameStop stock saga, which, by the way, I'm still convinced is not over yet.
Okay.
I don't think it's over yet. I really don't. But we'll see what happens. So there was this whole thing about, you know, Reddit users pumping up the GameStop stock.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wall Street fighting back against them because obviously Wall Street wanted to make their money. So based on the last couple, you know, the last few weeks of that craziness, or more so the last week or two of that insanity, we will be getting two movies, a TV show, and a documentary about what happened.
Wow.
Yeah. They did not waste the time. They did not wait at all. So the documentary is going to cover GameStop and AMC, because AMC was part of this as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Part of the stock surge. So we're getting a documentary. And then we've got a TV series called To the Moon.
They already have a name.
Yeah, because that's what these Reddit users say.
Oh, okay.
Like, we're holding on to the stock until it goes to the moon in terms of its price. And that's with the Wall Street Bets. So that's going to be MGM. MGM is making that movie. And then we have documentary and then a movie. And then let's see. And then Netflix is also working on a movie with it. And they're already in talks with a screenwriter who did Hurt Locker and Zero Dark Thirty.
Wow.
To do.
They're not even wasting. They're like, no, we're getting heavy hitters on this one.
Yep. So it is already. Oh, wait, hold on a second.
It's already on Netflix.
No, they've already got an actor attached. They already got Noah Centineo is attached to play a major role in the film. So he's going to be in the new Black Adam movie.
Oh, okay.
For anybody who doesn't know who he is. So they're already rolling on it. So we're going to get a whole bunch of stuff covering this. Not to mention the SEC.
Oh, yeah. I'll forget about
it. Also covering it. Yeah. I have one bit left.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
All right, last bit of news for today, which we did not cover because this past Sunday was Super Bowl Sunday.
Yep, I was ready to say that as well. Yep.
And although we're recording this before Super Bowl Sunday, so we can't talk about who won, what we like to talk about every year is the Madden Super Bowl prediction. So yes. EA Sports always does a simulation of the Super Bowl game and then gives their prediction.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, for all of you Tom Brady fans out there, my apologies, but I'm kind of sorry, not sorry about it. But it is, according to Madden NFL 21, the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl 37-27. Is that correct? Well, we'll find out tomorrow when we see it. And when you hear this episode, you will have already known what happened.
Yes. So. A little more stats for you statisticians out there. According to EA Madden 2021, Patrick Mahomes was 31 for 41 completions and attempts. He threw for 422 yards with 4 touchdowns and 0 interceptions.
That's a lot.
And the ever graceful Tom Brady, first year with the Buccaneers' first football team ever to play in their home stadium for the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Because it's in Raymond James.
That's a big deal.
Brady throwing. Sorry if you heard that. I got an incoming call. Brady threw 30 for 40. He completed 30 for 40. Threw for 332 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. So that probably what led to the 10-point split there. If that's the case, then the Chiefs do go back-to-back Super Bowl winners as they are predicted to win Super Bowl 55.
Yes, so we shall see. Now, I hate to disagree with them, but I got to say Tom Brady.
Because we both know about football.
Well, yeah, we know a lot about football. Not to disagree, but Tom Brady playing for Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay, I feel like there's too many things going in that direction for Tampa Bay to lose. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, it's never been done before, so we'll see.
Well, that's what I mean. I go, it's never been done before, so Brady, he just has to add something else to his collection that he hasn't done. So I can see him adding that where it's like, I'm the first quarterback to win a Super Bowl in our home stadium and then go retire or something. I don't know.
No, he says he's playing well into his 40s.
I mean, he can still play at the top of his game. So, he's ageless. That's why. Bastard.
That's what Giselle does to you.
Yep. All right. So, that's what I got.
And that's it. So we shall see what's happening. Again, let us know about these NES games that we talked about. In fact, and where can they hit us up?
You can hit us up at theretrogamers.com on Facebook at facebook.com/retrogamerspodcast, on Instagram at retrogamerspodcast, on Twitter at retrogamerspod. You can email us at email@theretrogamers.com. You can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can watch us on YouTube and IGTV. Yes. And as Larry always says, please remember to press the like button or leave us a good review, because those help us out a lot. So thank you.
They sure do. Those algorithms are weird. So
they are.
Get them to work in our favor.
Yes, we do.
All right. In the meantime, Ant, have a wonderful weekend. If you're watching a Super Bowl, enjoy
it. Yeah, I probably will not, but that's okay. You have a good weekend and week as well.
Yes. And folks, we will catch you everywhere next week on the Retro Gamers Podcast.